your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. We highlight the Minnesota State FFA Convention and her local chapters. You make your way to Holding for this week and check in with their Ag Mech team and companion animal team that made their way to state and competed. We visit with Trent Herges, who gives us an overview on the Ag Mech team at Holding for this year.
Okay, yeah, it was four of our first years at this time, and we tried studying once a week. Roberts was really good about getting us in studying, practicing our welds and all that. And first competition, we didn't really know what we were looking into. Got there, everything went good, and all the competitions ended up going really good, so we made it to state and we won.
Was that your expectation? Did you have a kind of feeling in your belly you were going to do all right?
No, not really. We didn't know what we were looking into. We never did it before, so.
Mason Litchie, Mason, talk about how did you guys prepare for folks who don't understand what Ag Mech is all about? What did you guys have to do?
It's probably the longest FFA event that there is. There's all different. For our test at state, we had electrical, welding, construction, and some engine stuff on there. So all different stuff that you have to know.
So does everybody have to know a little bit about everything, or do certain people specialize in certain areas?
Nope, that's how it goes. Everyone takes the same test. You got to be well-rounded.
Blake, talk about the event and maybe how it went for you. What were your feelings on it?
For me, yeah, it was my first year here for being in the competition, and I guess I didn't really know what I was getting into, but the practices that we did definitely helped, and yeah, it went all right, you know. I mean, probably could have did a little better, but.
You didn't know what to expect, so who roped you into this whole deal?
Roberts.
Well, that's good. At least we know who to blame, right?
Right.
Max Knettel, another member of the Ag Mech team, says winning it all was a pretty great feeling.
Yeah, it was great. We went down there not really knowing what was going to happen, obviously coming off of the Skills Fest and Regions competitions, doing pretty good. We figured that we would do pretty good. I don't know if we thought we were going to get first, but I guess it ended up we got first, and now we're on to Nationals.
Max, do you have a strength in that whole deal, do you think? Is there something you really do better at than other things in that whole testing?
Out of the four main parts of the competition that we did, I would say I was stronger in the written test more than the electrical or the welding, just going off of knowledge and stuff, but other than that, it was all pretty evened out along the boards.
Another member of the team over at Holding Four, the Ag Mech team, winning the state title, finishing in first, and that was Bryce Severs.
Yeah, it's a pretty good thing for us, I guess.
How did you ever get involved in the whole Ag Mech and FFA, Bryce?
Well, we didn't have a large engines class, so we all signed up kind of for an independent study, and then one day he asked us, well, you guys want to do this competition? Well, can't really say no.
Another team participating for the Holding Ford FFA at the state convention was their companion animal team of Abby Waitala and Kaya Mugato. And Waitala talks about the experience at the state convention.
We went down there feeling kind of confident that we were going to do decent. We took the test. We have to know anatomy. We all have to know. We have to know anatomy. We did companion animals, which is just a bunch of small animals. We have to know a bunch of different breeds of dogs, cats, fish, birds, and there's a section called other animals. That's just like home pets that you can have and some other species.
Okay, so how did you guys finish?
We got second as a team.
Got second as a team as well. So do you have to know, what did you say, anatomy and other stuff? Or?
It's like skeletal tools, parasites.
Kaya, you guys finished second. You got to be happy with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I didn't think we'd do that good.
Well, what was your strengths? What did you find easy? What did you find difficult?
The practicum this year was really easy, so that was the skeletal reproductive kind of stuff.
How did you prepare? Is it a lot of studying, or how did you kind of get ready for everything?
I did a lot of study materials.
Okay, okay. All right. State convention overall, what was your takeaway? Good experience overall?
Oh, I enjoyed it, especially the sessions afterward.
A visit with the Holding Ford FFA. Congratulations. Thank you to Kaya and Abby and Bryce, Max, Trent, Mason, Blake. Yeah, we had them all right there. The Ag Mech team advancing to nationals, winning the state title at the state convention earlier in the week. And then in the companion animal contest, Abby and Kaya finishing second. So neat deal. Sure appreciate the time to find out how the Holding Ford team did. And just great to hear their enthusiasm and activeness in the FFA and Holding Ford, known for such a very strong FFA. So hats off to Advisor Roberts and the whole crew. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this week.